Just a thought on Elon Musk stepping down via the results of a poll. In my opinion, he is always going to step down and appoint a new CEO. That man has to get to Mars, for crying out loud. He's just doing what new owners do when they buy something, cleaning house and fixing culture. He also didn't say that he was stepping down this instant. He just said stepping down. Details, friends. No one who wants the job can actually keep Twitter alive. There is no successor. Which is funny because, like, Elon is right. If you want power, you don't deserve it. I can't believe I'm saying that about Elon Musk. I can't believe I'm saying Elon Musk is right. But, like, of course, Elon wants power, so he is also not worthy of it. So that's number one. Having said that, Lex Fridman also, like, what are you doing, man? I thought you were smarter than this shit. Like, I thought Lex Fridman, for all of his faults, for all of his politics, for all of his, like, dick riding Elon, was at least, like, smarter than a lot of these other weird, like, essay guys, these weird neck beards, you know? But he has shown himself. He has shown himself in the most foolish ways. I mean, even Mr. Beast came after him. Dude, when you got Mr. Beast saying, dog, you're fucking awful. This policy is awful. This last policy. I mean, when you got fucking Mr. Beast coming after you, finally, it's done. It's fucking done. But Lex is, you know, he's going bananas mode. He's going dick hungry mode. You know what I mean? He's just like, I'm going to munch on that. Give me that. I will gobble it. Basically, Elon, as we've been covering this every fucking day as it goes on, Elon is like falling apart very openly, very aggressively. I also talked to Bradley Martin about this to get a better understanding of why, like, whether Normans still like him or not. And Normans still, some Normans at least, still do. Because they think, like, oh, he's just trolling. He's just like me. I think he's just enjoying trolling people. And I was like, no, man. He's, like, so fucking incredibly desperate for, like, positive affirmation from a group of individuals that use a platform exclusively to tell billionaires to kill themselves. You know what I mean? He deleted this poll overnight. No, he didn't. I mean, he has been doing that. He basically has been doing, like, do you guys like me, over and over again? And everyone's like, no, we don't. And basically showcasing that they don't like him and getting worse. You know what I mean? Like, people are getting more aggressive towards how little they like him every fucking day that goes by. Insecure billionaire Manchild bought a criticism factory. Exactly. Should we have a policy preventing the creation or use of existing accounts for the main purpose of advertising other social media platforms? You mean like you guys do on Instagram? Yeah, that's crazy. Like, no, that's an insane thing. Of course people are going to fucking vote no on this, by the way. Anyway, so he basically came out with this. Going forward, there will be a vote for major policy changes. My apologies, won't happen again. And then immediately was like, do you guys like me? Do you guys like me? And then, like, everyone was like, no, we don't like you. Fucking step down, idiot. And then he said, as the saying goes, be careful what you wish for. You might get it. Like, he's like one step away, one poll away from literally changing his avi to that fucking, like, sad anime one, the black anime one, where he was like looking up into the sky and just being like, I just really need a wish right now, dude. I want to imagine the airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars, because I could really use a wish right now. It's insane. Like, why is he behaving like this? Everything is not Daijobu. He is such a perfect fucking representation of a dude who just, like, is incredibly desperate at wanting everybody to like him and just doing it in the sweatiest ways possible and absolutely fucking failing at it and getting people to like him less as a consequence of that. If he just shut the fuck up and just, like, did billionaire shit every now and then, which is, like, a tried and true method, you know what I mean? There's a reason why other billionaires do what they do all the fucking time. Like, they have multi-million dollar propaganda operations. Why the fuck are you trying to, like, rewrite the game? You're never gonna be able to win people over by posting on the troll website. It's just not gonna happen. He's so fucking stupid. Typical oblivious rich kid. One thing has to happen now. Trump needs to come back to Twitter and bully Elon off. Yeah, that'd be so sick. Fun suggestion to Elon Musk. Let me run Twitter for a bit. No salary, all in. Focus on great engineering and increasing the amount of love in the world. Just offering my help in the unlikely case is useful. He said, you must like pain a lot. One catch, you have to invest your life savings in Twitter, and it has been in the fast lane of bankruptcy since May. Still want the job? Yes, we'll turn it around. And then Elon fucking posts this shit? I mean, come on. Anyway, this is Brianna Wu says, if you're asking my opinion, Tesla board completely had a come to Jesus meeting with Musk. The stock is plummeting. If something doesn't change, you'll lose both companies. There is a way for him to quit and blame it on someone else. Calacanis, is that how you say it? Is my bet for new CEO. Jared Kushner is a good guess since he's watched the World Cup with him, and the guy dreams of running social media empires. But Jovanka are trying to lower their profile, which is why they said they'd have nothing to do with Trump 2024. CEO of Twitter is the opposite of that. Oh, God. This guy? Ugh. We should let podcasters run nothing. okay? If you're a fucking tech podcaster, you should not be allowed to run anything. White podcast bros should not be allowed to run anything, okay? I mean, just in general, if you have a podcast, just run the podcast. That's it, okay? Most likely run it into the fucking ground. You should not be allowed to run shit just because you have a fucking podcast. That goes for Lex Friedman. That goes for all these motherfuckers who are like, dude, come on, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. Like dick riding so fucking hard. Throw your name into the ring for Twitter? Fuck no. Anyway, Elon is slated to step down. I don't think he's stepping down because, you know, he put this fucking vote up there. I think he's stepping down because his investors are telling him, dude, what the fuck are you doing? All you've done is fucking alienate liberals who love buying your shit. Like, who buys Teslas, bro? Not fucking COVID-denying right-wingers. They got their fucking cars and trucks that they can roll coal with, okay? They're not buying Teslas, you fucking idiot. You know who buys Teslas? People on Twitter buy Teslas. Liberals on Twitter buy Teslas. What the fuck were you thinking that you turned around and like literally thought you could keep selling Teslas to a bunch of fucking libtards when they see you constantly go, oh, I'm so conservative, actually. You know, I just want to be in the center, which is, of course, when I say we should kill Fauci. Like, that's not a center. You might think that that's a centrist position, but like, no, a lot of these libtards are going to fucking hate you for that. Understandably, too. The COVID-denying anti-vaxxers think EVs have dangerous electromagnetic radiation while you sit in it. So yeah, great captive audience for buying Teslas. Yeah, exactly. You're not. You're fucking literally alienating yourself by associating with like the sweatiest, grossest fucking losers on the internet. You lost Mr. Beast, man. This is the normie god, okay? If he fucking ran a Twitter poll that said, like, can I be the god king of the planet? It would win overwhelmingly, okay? That's, you can't lose that guy. When you lose Mr. Beast, it's over. And, like, while he was doing the sweaty, weird fucking, you know, I'm a right-winger actually shit, like, he wasn't losing Mr. Beast back then. But when you do this, it's like, it's so obvious that you're fucking this up. It's so obvious that you're fucking your own platform up. You lost the radical Mr. Beast. Anyway, Elon Musk running Twitter has the same vibe as the bossy kid at recess that keeps changing the rules of the game he made up because he's losing. Yeah. What a fucking dub. What a fucking dub, dude. It's great. The libs will eventually get back on his dick. I mean, potentially. If there's any justice in this world, he gets in deep shit with Twitter's financiers, the Saudis, loses a shit ton, gets kicked out from Tesla, only has SpaceX, Neuralink, OpenAI, which are private companies, and eventually runs those into the ground due to psychosis, and he withers away into obscurity after losing all of his money. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Friend of the show, Tummer, had a fucking banger tweet. This is so funny, man. Look at how many times this fucking dumb piece of shit has tweeted about Elon Musk. If you're a fellow content creator who cares about the culture war, if you care about the free speech and you don't make a video immediately imploring your viewers to vote no on Elon Musk poll to step down as Twitter CEO, I don't ever want to hear you complain again. This matters. Seriously, at Elon Musk, you are screwing us by letting this poll end at 4 a.m. U.S. time. I mean, I know you always plan to pass off leadership on Twitter, but this is too soon. I'm literally getting out of bed to shoot a video to mobilize people, but we don't have enough time. I mean, this is fucking so awesome, dude. It's like, it reads like parody. Like, he's hysterically trying to glaze him up. Hysterical, losing his fucking mind over here because, like, he just doesn't have enough. He doesn't have enough power to keep giving him the guac guac, the quartering while sending his tweet to Elon. Leave alone the multi-$1 million. Yeah, literally. He's like, dude, I will defend you, sir. I will defend your honor and your integrity. I am your strongest soldier. Call me the Fedayeen, sir. Please, Elon Musk, this is so important. Extend your poll. You are not even giving us a chance to create content to appeal to folks. This poll ends at 4 a.m. in the United States. You must restart this poll. Seriously, I'm leaving bed to create to create a video, but give us time. And then he responded to Mr. Beast. He said, Jimmy, please DM me. I can explain. He already reversed course, and this is the most important poll in history. We need to keep Elon as CEO. Bro, he called him by his government name. He don't know you, little bro. He don't know you like that, Jimmy. Yes, Twitter is the public square. Losing freedom of speech in that square is more important than 9/11. Bro, that's when I was like, okay, I'm lifting the sanctions. I have to cover this man. He did it. This is content. He did it. Thank you. I want to thank him. I want to thank him so much because this is beautiful. Someone literally said, utterly hilarious how flustered you are over this. This is your personal 9/11. He said, fuck it. I'm saying it. This is worse than 9/11. I'm about to screw up my entire week by uploading a video in the middle of the night in regards to Elon Musk stepping down as CEO. He doesn't owe me anything, but if I don't try to sway the vote, I can't show how much I care. Who needs money anyway? If I could just get 3 minutes on the phone with Elon Musk, I could convince him to stay a little longer. Please share the above video. We cannot lose this vote. If you don't vote no on this poll, you don't care about free speech. If you don't care about the public square, this is everything. Elon Musk, I know you want to step down and fully expected it, but this is way too early. You need more time to shift the culture than a few weeks. I sacrificed my most important notifications, YouTube only sends 3 a day, to try and keep you at the helm of Twitter a little while longer. Maybe you're ready to move on, but that free speech movement still needs you. Like and retweet. I love this. Dude, this is the greatest, like, nerd meltdown I've ever seen in my entire life. It is so perfect. It is so incredible. It's everything. It's everything I could have ever wanted. I don't know what to say about this other than thank you. Where's the video? Like, oh, this is his video is titled, "This is the most important video in history. You must watch this." Okay, this is what he looks like, by the way. Now that you
got out of bed to make this video, my most important video that I've literally ever made on this channel. I'm tired.
I mean, he's not wrong. Like, that's how unimportant all of his videos are, to be honest. Well, you could technically say that about, like, most videos that he makes, because they're just all equally unimportant. Like, it's all dumb shit.
Should I step down as head of Twitter? It is currently 56.3% to 43.7%. If you watch my videos, if you value free speech, I want you right now, while you're listening to me on your phone or on your computer, to open a new window, create a Twitter account immediately. Follow Elon Musk. You don't have to follow him even, because he's asking, should I step down as head of Twitter? I will abide by the results of this poll. And he's given us 6 hours right now, 5 hours by the time you see it. There is 11.5 million votes in. I'm calling my fellow content creators, Sydney Watson, Count Dankula, Baring, Sargon of Akkad, Carl Benjamin. If they let
the fucking loser brigade, dude, that's awesome. Come on, fellow content creators. I know you're all washed now, but like, let's get back. Elon, the remaining, like, this is literally the same audience. First of all, every single content creator that he mentioned is like the David DePepe's of the world. You know, the 45-year-old like fucking weirdos that still want to like go back to the Gamergate era. You know what I mean? Desperately. There's not that big of an audience. A lot of those like 14-year-olds back then, during the Gamergate era, have like at least grown out of that. You know what I mean? They've grown out of that phase. I don't think they're, you know, they're no longer doing shit like this. They're not watching you. They've watched 1,000 fucking Brie Larson videos. So now in 2022, when they see another Brie Larson video, they go, okay, I've seen this too many times. This is boring. Okay. Some of them watch me now.
Let this window pass without throwing their hat in the ring, without getting out of bed to fight for freedom of speech. I will forever remember it. I'm 40 years old. I'm tired. All of my viewers know that I have worked more than any man should work in a week this week between my own channel.
He's 40 years old. Bro, he needs to stop this for his own sake, for his own safety. Like, what are you doing, bro? You're fucking 50 years old. I mean, you're 40 years old. Come on, dog.
But if you don't get out of bed as a fellow content creator, if you don't wake up, fight for this, I don't ever want to hear your freaking opinion ever again. How about freedom of speech?
Yeah!
I'm not saying I want Elon Musk to run Twitter forever. I am not even saying that I didn't think Elon was going to run it forever. I know that he's going to replace himself. But there's 5 hours left in this poll. What I want you to do is go to Elon Musk's Twitter account, and vote no on should I step down. And secondarily, you follow me on Twitter. Then I need you to remember this moment in history. I need you to remember this moment.
He had to put his own promo in there,
too. My fellow free speech content creators were in bed while they weren't paying attention to the most important decision in free speech online in history. If they didn't get out of bed, if they didn't wake up to do a Twitter video, if they didn't do an Instagram video, if they didn't do a TikTok, I don't ever want to hear from them again about caring about freedom of speech, about caring about the silencing of conservatives, about caring. Libs of TikTok, where are you? Jack Posobiec, where are you? I don't ever want to hear one single word from any of you. This poll is live for 12 hours.
Where were you when Elon Musk was taken out? That's right. I was at least up in my piss-smelling basement, in that stinky-ass basement, doing the Lord's deed. I was fucking posting. Were you posting? No, you weren't. What were you doing? You're probably sleeping, dude. Disgusting. It disgusts me. You didn't do anything to save Elon, and I will never forget that.
We were in the final 5 hours. Look, I'm 40. I'm tired. I'm sweaty. I'm fat. I'm overweight.
Come on, man. Like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm not long for this planet.
He's like, I'm gonna die soon.
At least some semblance of it. Some semblance of a fair and balanced playing field. I want Democrats to have their voices heard. I want liberals.
You know what's funny about this? Like, the overarching reason for why he's, like, putting his money where his mouth is and, like, oh, my God, destroying his algorithm, right, is because he believes Elon Musk is a free speech defender when, like, virtually everyone's like, oh, no, like, Elon Musk literally is not a free speech defender. Like, everyone has come to that conclusion at this point, you know? Even the only people that think Elon Musk is a free speech defender are people who are, like, oblivious or rather know full well that there is no such thing and that they just want Elon to just keep banning liberals. That's it. And he is one of those people. He just, like, wants... This guy is awesome, dude. He just thinks defending free speech is like making sure that people I don't like that are liberals are getting banned off the platforms. That's it. That's his like understanding of free speech.
And I'm speaking mostly to content creators because I think my viewers probably already voted no. If you didn't, please do. It takes like 30 seconds to create a Twitter account. Then you go right to Elon Musk's account. Vote no. Move on with your night. I have a channel. I have a Twitter. It's called it's at the Quartering, but don't follow me. I mean, do if you want to, but we are down 6.3% or close to 13% total. This is not an insurmountable victory because the left is not making videos at 11 o'clock at night on a Sunday night. The reason Elon Musk is as a CEO is losing this is because of Tesla investors who only care, not all Tesla investors, but we all know because we watch Twitter.
Wait, what? He's right. Yes, Elon Musk is fucking up his own bag by tanking Tesla, by behaving in this like erratic manner that is making everybody feel insecure. And the entire point of Tesla, the entire point of Tesla stock is literally that it relies on people having confidence in Elon being this like once in a lifetime genius inventor. That's why every time it comes out with like a new invention that hasn't been invented yet, that he has nothing to do with, that he will probably never even reveal or launch, his stock rises, even though that invention never comes to fruition, whether it be the fucking robot, the dancing robot shit that he did, whether it be like the Cybertruck or the Tesla Roadster or the self-driving cars. Like, this is his entire business. His entire business is that he's the key man for every company that he is like associated with, and he's the face of that company, and he will just say like, I'm inventing a new thing, and everyone will go, oh my God, Poggers, Soyface, Epic Keanu Chungus, I love him. And then his stock will rise because Tesla stock is evaluated like a tech company and not a car manufacturer. That's why when 98% of their fucking vehicles get recalled because like the backup camera breaks every time you open the fucking trunk or whatever, it ultimately doesn't matter. He doesn't take a hit like that because he's a modern day snake oil salesman, and he's utilizing the stock market and the ridiculous gains that you can make on there to his advantage. So he basically has survived for this long by just lying to people and presenting himself as like this big brilliant engineer. What is he doing now? He got forced into buying fucking Twitter over a meme. It's a very public L that he has made significantly worse. He was forced into buying Twitter and paying way more money than he actually should have. And now he's stuck with it. And now he's just like very publicly destroying himself and very publicly destroying this social media platform. So everything you do on there or the platform falling apart because all the media is on there is going to be very public. So his fall from grace is unironically happening because of the platform's quality. And he deserves it, in my opinion. He fucking absolutely deserves to fail this way. Tim Pool has some good takes, as always. Let's hear what he had to say about the Elon poll.
Timcast.com. Twitter users vote for Elon Musk to step down from running the platform. Musk had a 12-hour poll on Saturday night promising to abide by the vote. Should I step down as head of Twitter? I will abide by the results of this poll, Musk tweeted. As I mentioned, with 17.5 million votes coming in, it is 57.5% yes, 42.5% no. Okay, I'm going to tell you why I think this isn't real. I don't believe it.
Wait, what? He doesn't believe it. What does he mean?
For one, we know that the feds were operating on the platform. We know that for the longest time, the U.S. government, as well as many other governments, operate what's called sock puppet accounts. These are fake accounts. They operate between 30 to 50, depending on which government you're talking about.
Is he implying that the feds boosted the poll? Like that the feds botted the poll because they're like afraid of Elon Musk being the owner / like president of Twitter? That's awesome. I mean, that's fucking fire. I think that that's great. Thank you for that, Tim. I love that. But also, one thing that I don't understand is, doesn't that imply that Elon Musk is a fucking moron who left his fate leading the helm of Twitter to a dumbass poll that he knows is easily rigged, implying that he is completely incompetent for said leadership position? Because I do agree, those things get botted easy. Very odd that that would be the... is what you would use to step down. Almost feels like you know that that was going to happen regardless, and you just wanted an excuse to step down, you know, one last final huzzah, mostly because your investors at Tesla are very upset, and your investors on the Twitter side, you know, the Saudis are also very upset because you're burning the fucking platform into the ground.
A single individual will have 50 fake accounts, and they will vote acting like different people. But the main reason why I think it is not correct is that Elon Musk becomes Twitter CEO. Elon Musk tweets, "Should I reinstate Donald Trump?" Most people say yes, by about the same margin. So he does. Elon Musk says, "Should I grant general amnesty?" An overwhelming majority say yes.
Wait, but those polls didn't get botted? Like what?
And he does. Elon Musk then says, "Should I now step down?" And the majority says yes? Now hold on there a minute. Now, it's possible that people soured on him because he launched this policy.
Yeah, no shit. That is what happened. What the fuck? Like, I am a motherfucker who voted yes on the other prior polls who also wanted Elon to step down. Like, what do you mean? I mean, I think those polls are botted regardless. Like, all of those polls are. It's super easy to bot a fucking Twitter poll. Elon knows that.
About not linking off the platform. Maybe that pissed a lot of people off. I can believe that. I'm just saying it seems less probable. You know, I'm somebody who looked at what Elon Musk has done for Twitter, and I say there's a lot of bad, but more good, especially releasing the Twitter files so we can see government collusion. You mean to tell me that Elon has done what you wanted him to do? All of you, you go on the platform and you vote, and the majority say, yes, Elon, we like what you're doing. And then you...
But, like, the poll shows, the one before this poll shows that, like, they didn't like what he was doing. They voted to reinstate the accounts that doxed him, that he claims doxed him. But, like, they didn't even like that. And I think a lot of people did not like when you said, no, Twitter is now a closed-off walled garden. No one is allowed to fucking tweet out their other links.
You also say, now it's time for you to leave. We want you to resign. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, Tim, you gotta fix your beanie, my guy. A lot of things don't make sense to you.